For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, intern Joe, and we're just...
kidding.
Those delicious vibes. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Intern Joe, what's up, buddy?
Oh, great weekend. Got to see the family. We're happy.
We're happy. We're loving it.
All the way down south of Buffalo. Love that for you.
I spent too much time on the road yesterday, but you know.
Did you miss us?
I did.
I knew it.
Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much?
I'm
so much.
Like an 8?
It's not bad. I was expecting you to say a 5.
I was going
to
say 4.5, but that's not too bad. He's growing. We're growing on him.
We are. Yeah. He's obsessed. So.
He's absolutely obsessed.
He's obsessed.
Breezy, where's our people at?
I know. Where is everybody? They're still hungover from ham, so there's that. Who is here? Teresa's here. She says, good morning. Feeling good after a beautiful Easter brunch with my family yesterday. I have so much leftover ham. We'll be eating it all week.
All week.
Love that.
Put
for
it
you
in
guys.
Put it in an omelet.
Put that in a huge plastic bag. Sharon's here. She says, my vibes are in the ground, just like Pope Francis. I'm so sad about his passing. Ooh. He was the best.
He was a good pope.
Not the conclave coming out. If you guys saw that movie, I'm absolutely terrified. So,
no,
I saw the trailer for it.
So it's like basically how they go about choosing a new pope. And it's wild. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Alyssa from Ontario here. Feeling good after coming home from a beautiful trip to Texas with my daughter, who got to meet her grandfather face-to-face for the first time.
Oh, that's cool.
Love.
It's all about the fam.
Where in Texas were you? Let us know, Alyssa.
Austin. Houston.
Dallas. There's like 100 other places. We're
that's
like,
the biggest
San Antonio.
San Antonio. Where'd you go?
Yeah.
Breezy, sure. How are your vibes this Monday morning?
Great. Just legendary. Yeah. had a beautiful trip to Canada over the weekend.
That's right. You left the country. I forgot.
Saw Miles Smith, who is an artist that we play on this station.
Rumor is he made you cry.
Oh, I was sobbing.
You were?
Just sobbing.
Where did the emotion stem from?
So he's like one of the most like real humans I've ever seen perform. He was talking about, it honestly like felt like, he has this t-shirt that he sells in the merch table that says, I went to therapy, and then crossed out therapy. It says Miles Smith concert. And, you know, he was talking about how his dad left him at a young age. Now he almost took his own life. It was very touching, honestly.
Oh, so it's therapeutic for him, too, every show
very
he does.
Very much so.
Yeah.
So,
did you buy any merch?
Yeah, my girlfriend bought a t-shirt, and I bought a record, an album.
Oh, nice.
A vinyl, yes.
Nice.
That's so
yeah.
sad.
Yeah. So
I'm glad you got back into the country.
Yeah, and then my friend got engaged over the weekend, and
congratulations.
We did a little Easter brunch yesterday, finished season one of the morning show. It was great.
On a scale of 1 to 10, times. 10 being the highest that this marriage works out, where do they lie?
I give it an 8.
Okay, yeah. There's always room. There's yeah. always room for growth.
I give it an 8.
Sure.
You can never be 100% sure about anything in life.
When are you getting engaged?
Not immediately.
Yeah. But do you feel like this girl that you've been with, Big Red, could potentially
for
be the
two
one?
Months.
Maybe. I don't know. I got it.
He's like, I'm 25. Like, what?
We got to figure things out.
That's right.
But things are good.
Yeah, things are good.
She didn't come with you yesterday.
No, she went back to see her family.
Nice.
Too early. We both texted each other last night after we got back, and both of us were talking about the other nonstop at our families.
Oh, she's see, that's cute. A good sign, man. That's great.
Cute.
I just want to see where your head's at, because a lot of times people are just so infatuated with their new partner. Like, yeah, this is it. This is the one. And I just wanted to check if that's where you're at. It doesn't sound like you are, because you still are. You need to find a full-time job. You
yeah,
don't know where that's
true.
Going to be.
You need to provide right. for Big Red.
I got to provide for me, too.
Period.
You can't provide for Big Red unless you help yourself.
Right.
Speaking of... Oh, it's a non transition.
Red?
Yeah, never mind. obviously, with the Pope passing away, Pope Francis had died this morning at the Vatican. We'll tell you the details on that coming up for the big story of the day. But thank you guys for getting back in the swing of things. Mondays are tough. This we know, even for us. Do we sound happy?
I mean,
are we
I
faking
am.
It enough? Big story of the day is coming up next on PXY. Stay there. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Shocking news around the world that Pope Francis has died this morning at the Vatican. And the Pope suffered from a chronic lung disease and had part of one lung removed as a young man. This is, came in this morning, saw the news, and obviously, sad story, but the head of the Church of England says Francis improved relations between religions. And the acting head of the Church of England remembered Pope Francis when it came to his wit, his compassion, and his commitment to improving relations between the world's religions. What is the name of that film you saw about how they choose a new pope?
Conclave. It's insane.
Oh, my parents saw that.
It was up for, I don't know if it won Oscar, but it was definitely nominated, indeed.
Good film?
It was wild, yes. It's kind of
crazy. I don't know how they go about picking a new pope.
They go about the whole thing in the movie. It's kind of crazy. They come from all over the world, and it's just basically like a big audition. It's really
yeah
something.
The Archbishop of York in England says Francis' life was centered on service to the poor, compassion for migrants and asylum seekers, in efforts to protect the environment. Francis made his last public appearance on Easter Sunday, a day before his death, when he emerged to bless thousands of people in St. Peter's Square. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance, who is in India and had met Pope Francis on Easter Sunday, said his heart goes out to millions of Christians all over the world who loved him, which is, you know, basically what all of the all world leaders are saying. They're very saddened by the story. He passed at 7:35 this morning at the age of 88.
Wait, what?
He passed this morning in Italy.
7:30 local time.
Oh my God. Here. I was like, wait, what?
Yes.
So
that's like midnight-ish.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So that's the big story around the world this morning. Coming up in the show, how many of you on dating apps are allowing your parents to take over and take charge of who you go out with? Because apparently there's a lot of you. And Breezy brought this to our attention this morning. Parents are basically swiping.
Yeah, this is crazy. I mean, like, it's going back to the old Date My Mom or Parental Control, those shows that used to be very, very popular in the early 2000s. But there's a report that comes out that came out that said that Gen Zers are giving up their phone and saying, I don't know, Mom, I don't know, Dad, you pick who I'm going on a date with.
Right. So if you match up with a John, most likely Mom had something to do with that.
Absolutely. And if it goes poorly, well, that's my mom's fault. We'll
that's
talk
right.
about that. And if you would be open to doing this, coming up next.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
PXY Mornings, welcome back to the show. It's Moose Breezy, intern Joe, talking about dating apps this morning. If you do match with somebody on Hinge or Bumble, there's a great chance that the mom had something to do with it. Why? Yeah. Why, Breeze?
Well, this is a thing that is becoming more common than ever before. Having people's parents swipe for them.
That's right.
Now, obviously, the concept of parents being involved in choosing their children's life partners is nothing new, of course. Arranged marriages have been around for thousands of years and are still the norm today in some cultures and countries and other parts of the world, like Southeast Asia, South Asia, and the Middle East. But right here in America, it's more popular than ever before when it comes to our Gen Zers, who, to me, are an enigma. I can't seem to figure them out. They are just, they're really something. Their parents are more involved in their life than I feel as if any other generation has been. I mean, they're coming to job interviews with them. They're picking out who they're dating on dating apps.
They tend to value their parents' opinion more than ever. And, you know, that's a good thing to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. You know, you're Gen Z.
I am.
At what point does it become too much, though? You know what I mean?
I know you're not on the dating apps, but you have been in the past.
Right.
Would you ever let your mom swipe?
Go for it?
I mean, if it didn't work out for long enough, probably, yeah.
Really?
What is she going to do that you can't?
Look past the superficial things.
Right.
Like, she'll look into, is the person going to be a good match?
See, I feel as if not to put my mom on blast or anything, but if my mom were to do that, that's what I would be worried about. Oh, they don't have a good job? Swipe.
No. Well, your mom is very judgy.
She's not at all. It's just
I'm kidding.
I think she is really good at seeing bigger picture.
Yeah, I think that's true too, because a lot of us, the first thing you do on a dating app is whether they're pretty, because first impression is everything.
Right.
You know? And so that's the first thing we see, and we make a decision in what, 2-3 seconds?
If that.
Right. And so your mom's the type of person who was like, all right, what's their bio? All right, what's their credit score?
Right.
Or what do they do for a living? Those are questions that sometimes people on these apps, they're not, like you said, it's surface level, it's superficial.
Yeah.
But singles are coming, they're basically at a much younger age, they're doing the dating thing, and parents are stepping in to help cover the cost. They're giving them money for these dates as well.
Yeah. So
which is crazy.
I was dabbling on this, you know, Pop Sugar article about this, and the percentage of Gen Zers doing this is staggering. 44% say they would or they have let their parents take over their dating apps and swipe for them to find somebody to go out on a date with, first date, link up with, whatever the case may be.
So, if,
but, I mean, listen, there's only one person in this room who is single. So would you allow your parents to do this for you?
No.
Why? They want nothing but the best for you.
I wouldn't, at where I'm at today, I would never jump back on a dating app. That ended years ago.
Okay, well, dating app aside, they're out at a bar and they meet someone.
You mean like if they were to engage in conversation with them?
Like, sure.
Okay, sure. My parents are very social people. Anyone that's ever met them has loved them, so I don't have a problem with that. But I'm my own man. I make my own decisions.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But I mean...
But you value your family's opinion.
Of course.
You value your family's thoughts and...
My family's opinions, my close friends. Don't get me wrong. To answer your question, if there's somebody they very much disliked, I would have a hard time bringing them around.
Right. I mean, and then I don't think that this is that different from like when our parents or grandparents were dating. They were often influenced by their parents. Like, hey, we know this couple from across town has a daughter or a son who's around your age, we think you should go out. They would go out.
Right. Well, do you feel parents back then or would cross boundaries more or parents now today?
Today.
You think so?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I feel like it's probably roughly the same.
Yeah.
Because parents involved in their children's relationships, there are boundaries there.
I also
sometimes they're crossed.
I also believe that, I don't know. I feel like it really depends on the relationship that you have with your parents or your family at large, because if you don't have a good relationship with your family, whatever your mom says to do, you're probably going to do the opposite because you either don't get along or you don't see eye to eye on things. So if your mom's like, here's Jimmy, you should go out with Jimmy. You're like, actually, I'm going to go out with Brad because I don't value your opinion or trust you in any way, shape, or form.
I don't respect you. Mm-hmm. Senior year of high school, I brought a girl home. After she left, my dad was like, don't bring bimbos into my house. I was like, oh, you didn't like her, huh?
Oh, dear.
That's all he had to say. So, yeah, to answer your question, yeah, I value their opinion. Sure. They're not swiping on an app for me. You know, they wouldn't even know how to do that. However,
it's not that hard. You just take your finger. If you like what you see, you go through it.
Yeah, I don't think they're up to date, though, on how the dating app thing works or if it even exists.
There's also X's and hearts.
X's and
hearts. Even more self-explanatory.
Yes.
Couldn't what app is more. That?
All of them?
All, yeah.
They all have an X so that you can just click the button instead of having to swipe.
Yeah, that is true. It's like a game, honestly. Like
do you remember last year when we did, Breezy and I touched on this, Bumble was charging people an extra $600 in annual fee for the Gold Chip membership.
Yeah,
I don't know what was included, but people were paying for that, hoping that this amount of money was going to help them find the love of their life.
Well,
they all got taken.
That's not even the most egregious.
No, that's what I'm saying. In this article that I read, that I was like trying to figure out more about this, they're going as far to say that parents are even covering the price tag, and a 3-day rule's cheapest package for a personalized matchmaking service is just shy of $6,000. So, that's a tough go round.
I don't understand, you know. But like you mentioned too, parents are doing this because they have their children's best interest at heart. Would you let your parents swipe? Because I had this conversation with my buddy last weekend. His parents weren't doing it, but he handed his phone over to his friends and was like, "Have at it." Write any message you want, swipe on whoever you want. It's just a big joke at that point. You know what I mean? They don't care.
Well, it also comes down to like your friends who are spoken for in relationships, in marriages, kids, whatever the case may be, however far they've progressed into their romantic life, they're like fiending for that lifestyle that they haven't been a part of in so long. So there is a bit of curiosity of like, what is it like out there?
Yeah.
And then they go and they use whoever's dating app and they are swiping, you know, all night. And they're like, hey, I found you, Heather. You guys are going out on Tuesday.
I guess the best thing you can do is if you are doing this, mother, daughter, father, son, whoever, you have to enjoy it as a game. Because you're playing together with a goal of winning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's the ultimate prize. Having your child find their forever person. Maybe even in someone they would have never thought in 100 years to swipe right on. But mom did. And now look. Happily ever after.
Butt in the oven.
Butt in the oven.
I love it.
It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.